KDK TV anchorwoman. Christine Sorensen is also the woman behind Kidsburg, too. Christine, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, good morning.
Good morning.
I know this has become a passion for you with three children. It makes sense. And this time of year, you know, a lot of people are trying to find a way to get the kids out and doing something, and you got a lot of somethings to do.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to get cabin fever this time of year, whether your kids are little or they're all the way in high school. You know, you're kind of stuck inside, and that's why I always go to kidsburg.org, because there are so many great ideas and things to do. And we're so lucky we live in a region where there are so many amazing things, whether it's sports or cultural or STEM. I mean, the list is unbelievable. So I've had to narrow it down to only a few, but if you go to kidsburg.org, there's one guide that's 10 things to do for kids. Just in February, we have a list of a calendar of events. If you just know, hey, I've got this day free, what's going on? So,
all right, so here are
so many amazing things.
Christine's top five picks for the moment, yeah, as we get ready to welcome February on Saturday.
I know, hard to believe. Where did January go? So Saturday is February, and the mascot skate at Schenley Park is happening outside. And, you know, I love getting outside in the winter, any excuse. And what more do you need than skating with 30 mascots? Iceberg, Pirate Parrot, Steely McBeam. You know, even if you're not a good skater, this is going to make it so much fun. It's only $3 for kids 17 and younger. Skate rentals, $3. Adults is only $5. And, you know, it's just a fun excuse to get you outside. Not a lot of places have outdoor skating, so this is a really great opportunity.
And more important, there are photo ops. Let's face it. You get these great pictures with all these iconic mascots, and then all the social media blows up. It's actually a really cool event. So that's numero uno. Now,
yes,
the giant
Instagram.
Giant Eagle Kidapalooza Family Festival Saturday at the David Lawrence Convention Center. There is so much going on inside.
Yeah, I know you guys have been talking about it on KDK Radio. It's from 10 to 4, and there's inflatables, rides, games. Girls can get their hair done like princesses, the Home Depot Builders Workshop, there's Sports Challenge. So, you know, just you can go and spend the day and burn off some energy. It's $6 for kids 2 to 11 and $10 for kids 12 plus. And I thought, you know, while you're downtown this Saturday, you could start the day at the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra right down the street at Heinz Hall. They have what's called Fiddlesticks, and this is a regular series of productions geared toward young kids. Because I know, you know, we're so lucky to have this world-renowned orchestra, but very few kids can sit through, you know, a classical music production. But this is geared specifically toward kids, and it's at 11:15 a.m. Tickets are $16 to $28, so also, you know, not as much as you would expect for the symphony. And this one, they're focusing on love. Love is in the air. They're going to talk about how Mr. Rogers and Gershwin expressed their affection through music. They'll be singing. They'll be the Fiddlesticks mascot. So that one's always a lot of fun, too.
All right, number four on the list is a very familiar book to parents and kids, Good Night Moon. But this is Good Night Moon, the musical.
It is. Do you remember reading this? Or did you
read
this to your kids or grandkids?
Yeah, my kids, absolutely.
I still love this. I still remember, good night stars, good night air, good night noises everywhere. I mean, it's such a classic book from 1947, and now it's turned into a musical, and it's on stage at the Carnegie Music Hall, produced by Stage 62. And actually, my own daughter has done several productions with them. They have amazing local artists who perform, and they always do a great job. And, you know, these are kid geared, so it's not going to last too long. It's $10 for kids 12 and under, $12 for adults. And it's a hidden gem, this Stage 62. I didn't even know it. It's less than 10 minutes from my house. But once I discovered it, I realized just how amazing their productions are.
And finally, the Penny Arcade, an all-ages comedy.
Yeah, this place is so cool. It's right downtown, and every second and fourth Saturday of the month at 1 o'clock, they do a show geared toward kids. And what they do is they have the kids draw, write, do crafts, things at this collaboration station, as they call it. So then they get all these kids' ideas. And, you know, kids come up with the best ideas for anything funny. I mean, kids are naturally funny, so you can only imagine. Then these professional comedians take those ideas and actually bring them to life in a comedy show. They make it up. I mean, right then and there, it's just amazing to see these shows, you know, develop right in front of you. It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 18. And they also have a pay as you wish. And they, you know, if you like it, there are even more programs for kids who want to be on stage themselves, who want to try some improv. But that's a year-round thing. So if you're looking for a laugh, it's always a great place to bring your kids.
Christine Sorensen, it's kidsburg.org, and look for her on KDK TV. Christine, thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Larry. Have a great day.